Harper Audio presents Playlist for the Dead by Michelle Falkoff, read by Davis Brooks.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
All my years of watching TV made me think it was possible you could find a dead body and not know it until you turned the person over and found the bullet hole or stab wound or whatever. And I guess in some ways that was right. Hayden was lying under the covers, tangled up in a bunch of his lame-ass Star Wars sheets. How old were we anyway? Just like he always was when I slept at his house. Hayden had always been a hard sleeper. Sometimes I had to practically roll him out of bed to get him to wake up, which wasn't easy. He was short and kind of round, and while I'm a lot taller, I'm more of a string bean kind of guy. And when he was out cold, he was hard to move. When I saw him lying there, I sighed, trying to figure out how to incorporate the apology from the night before, the apology I'd come over to give him, with the apology for dumping him out of bed onto the floor. The sound of my sigh seemed loud to me, though, and it took me a minute to figure out why. Hayden wasn't snoring. Hayden always snored. My mom, who's a nurse, thought he had sleep apnea. The sound of his buzzing made it all the way down the hall to her room when he stayed at my house. She kept trying to get him to talk to his mom about getting some kind of mask that would help, but I knew that would never.